Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Let your light shine. We did a devotional a few weeks ago, and it was great, it was powerful, and God just kept, he kept reminding me that we need to let our light shine. No matter where we go, no matter what we're feeling like, we need to continue to let our light shine. And it was interesting because one of the ladies that have come to our conference, and she did poetry, she has a part in her song, and when she does poetry, she has a part where she's singing, and it continues just to says, let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine. And that's all I kept hearing, and God said, it's time for us really to step forward and let our light shine. He said, some of us are letting light shine through us, but it's simply just like a little flicker, like a flashlight. And then some of us, we get to the stage where we let our light shine, and maybe it's like a light bulb. And he wants us to get to the point where it's like an LED light. And the reason why I say that, I said, God, why are you saying that? And he reminded me that with a flashlight, it can last for 12 hours. With a light bulb, it can last for 2,000 hours. With the LED light, it can last for 50,000 hours. And that's how we should be, allowing God's light to shine through us like never before. And I just began to, I said, God, what are you trying to say? And he reminded me of this. The LED means light emitting diode. I always say it wrong, but diode. And I said, well, what is diode? So I looked it up. It said a semiconductor device with two terminals, typically allowing the flow of current in one direction. And I said, God, what are you trying to say? He said, we are one, but also we have the Holy Spirit within us. And us with the Holy Spirit, we should be going in one direction. Not with a flashlight. The light is going out, but it doesn't have that extra force. And with us being who we are, being saved, being Christians, we have the Holy Spirit that comes alongside to give us that extra push, to give us that extra current to keep going. So that way we can allow his light to continue to shine through us for hours, for days, for decades. We have to continue to allow the light that is within us, that he's placed in us, to shine bright for all to see. The first scripture we're going to get into is Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 is where we're going to start. Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 14. I'm reading out of the NIV. It says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do the people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put the light on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. A lot of times we get afraid to allow people to see the God we serve. But we need to continue to have boldness no matter where we are, no matter what the situation going on, but we have to remember that we may be the only God that they see. We have to continue to let his light shine through us like never before. Not so people can see me and say, oh, precious, you're doing so good. No, I want them to see the Jesus in me can be the Jesus in them. I want them to see the God I serve. So we have to continue to allow him just to shine bright. And God reminded me of this song that we sing, I want the world to see Jesus in me. in the way that I walk, in the way that I talk, and how I love my fellow man, and how I give a helping hand. That's how we really should be allowing God to be seen to others. Not just sing that song because it's great, but because we should allow that be our testimony. I want the world to see Jesus in me. No matter where I go, no matter what's going on, we should want God being seen. It was interesting. I remember God reminded me of the story. I was in the store, and I was just checking out, and I was on the phone with my sister, and as I was getting out, God said, get off your phone. And I was like, I haven't talked to my sister in a while. He said, get off your phone. I said, okay, and I got off the phone, and there was this lady, and she's pushing a cart, and she has her cart is overflowing with stuff, and then she has two bags on each arm, and she's trying to push the cart. And so I went, and I said, do you need help? Can I help you? She said, yes, please. And I began to help her, and we just began to talk. And as I'm helping her put this stuff in her car, she said, you know, I have all this stuff. I wasn't supposed to get all this stuff, but I'm so excited because, you know, I had open heart surgery. And I'm hosting a dinner because I'm home. This is the first time being home after open heart surgery. And so I want to cook for all my family and friends. And so I'm just so excited. I said, that is such a blessing. Praise God that you're still here with us, because some people don't recover from that. And I was just like, man, thank God. And she said, you know, there's something about you. People walk past me, but you stopped. And you came and you helped me. She said, thank you so much. She said, what is your church that you go to? Because your pastor is doing a good job. He's leading you in the right direction to where you don't care who's around or what you're doing, but you're letting God's light shine through you. And that's how we should be. Not so I can say, hey, look at me. I'm going to go help this old man cross the street, everybody. No, just do it because that's what God is telling you to do. Because you're obedient. Because we feel God tugging on our heart, telling us to do different things. And, oh, is that really, should I really be doing this? Is that really me? That's one thing I always ask God, are you sure that you're talking to me? Me? Like our kids, they hear you and they know you're talking to them. And we're like, wait, are you talking to me? Is that who you call my name? And that's what we do sometimes. We be afraid. But we cannot be afraid to let God's light shine through us. We cannot be afraid to be a vessel that he wants to work through. Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. God's going to show you which way to go if we allow him to be the light, to be our guide. We have to continue to allow him to be our guide. A lot of us, we try and we're fumbling. We're trying to find our way. And we can't do that if we're not allowing God to be that light. If we're not allowing God to put that light within us so that we can allow it to shine for everyone else to see. We have to continue to allow him to stir that light within us so that it shines for all the world to see. He reminded me of a song that we used to sing growing up. We used to sing this song, and we used to say, this little light of mine. Not the traditional way. We changed it up, and we would say, let it shine on me. And we'd just be singing, let it shine on me. And then God said, no, we need to be saying, God, shine through me. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine is what we really should have been singing instead of shine on me. We want it to shine through us. We are supposed to be vessels that God can work through. But if you're not obedient, you're not humbling yourself, you're not allowing him to shine his light through you, then what are you doing? What are you doing? We have to allow God's light to shine through us. One thing he reminded me of is a lot of times we'll come to church and we're reading and we're studying and we're hearing a good word and it's great, but all we're doing is getting spiritually fat. We're not sharing it with someone else. We're letting it come in and we're saying, oh, that was good, but we don't take it and continue to study it and continue to say, God, who do you want me to share this with? Because maybe I can't break it down the right way, but who do you want me to text and send this link out to? Because someone else needs to hear this message. Someone else needs to go to the live stream and listen to it again. Someone else needs to go to the podcast and hear it again. We are in a technology time phase where we text people and they get on the internet and everything, so why not just share the link so someone can hear what was going on? It's interesting to me when I go back and I hear some of the messages that I preach, I'm blown away. I'm like, God, that was you, because I didn't have any of that in my notes. And it sounds different when I'm going back and I'm listening. I'm like, man, this is good. Now, God, who do you want me to share this with? Because I just heard it for the second time, and it sounds totally different than when I heard it the first time, and it's so good, and I need to share this with someone else. When you have something new, you can't help but to share it. You can't help but to tell someone else about how good it is. It's interesting. We all love food in here. So when you try something new, you're like, man, this is good. This is slapping. And I hear Annis always saying, glory to God. She gets excited when she's tasting something good. She's like, oh, glory, because it's good. And that's how it should be when we read God's word. It should be so good that we can't help but to share it with someone else. I know when I first got saved, I was so on fire for God. I couldn't help but to tell someone else about how good he was. I couldn't help but to go and share what he was doing in my life. And that's how we should be. We can't be afraid to share our testimony. We can't be afraid to continue to encourage someone. What God has been taking me through lately is God will tell me to pray for someone. And I'm like, okay, God. And I just begin to pray. And he said, no, I want you to text them and just let me do the work. And I said, okay, God, I hope this makes sense, but I'm just going to do what you tell me to do. And as I'm obedient, the person always ends up texting me back, you know what? That's exactly what I needed. That was right on time. Why? Because I was obedient. I don't always understand what they're going through. I don't understand what's going on, and it's not for me to understand. But it's me being a vessel and allowing him to work through me. We have to allow God to work through us. We have to allow him to continue to shine through us. That should be our prayer.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Next scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that the labor of the Lord is not in vain. We have to continue to stand firm on God's word. Know that the work we're doing, we may not see it right away, but know that the work we're doing is not in vain. We're doing it unto God. God gets all the glory and all the praise. And I'm just a vessel that he wants to work through. So we have to be obedient and stand on his word and know that God's in control and that God can move and that God would move. We have to continue to let his light shine through us. But we have to first get over the fact that we may not get the thanks that we feel we deserve, or we may not get applause or anything like that. It's not for us to. God sees us, and he sees us being obedient. He sees us just being obedient. I'll tell you this story, and I'll be done. But this story is, there was a race going on, and there was a gentleman from Kenya, and he's running this race. And as he's running, he stops a little short of the finish line, and this gentleman from Spain is coming up behind him, and he sees him stopping because he thinks he's done. And he says, no, keep going, you're not done, you're not done. But of course, he's saying it in Spanish. So the gentleman doesn't understand. So he gets up close and he's pushed him to the finish line because he knows that the gentleman wants to finish, and he just got confused. And as they got done, and the gentleman from Kenya, he won. And the people were asking the gentleman from Spain, they said, well, why did you just not run ahead of him and win? This was your race to win. He said, no, it wasn't. He said he was going, he got confused, and I was just there to push him to the finish line, to help him to finish the race. Some of us were so anxious to say, let it be me to finish first. But God wants us to come alongside some people and help them finish the race, help them complete what God has started in them. And we need to be obedient. That gentleman wasn't afraid to say, you know what? I want to help some people along the way. He said, my goal in life is to continue to help people along the way. It wasn't my race to win. Yes, I wanted to win, but I wasn't just going to go because it wasn't for me to win this race. It was for me to come alongside and help him finish the race. Some of us get confused along the way. We get tired. We get frustrated. But that's when we come alongside to encourage, come alongside to pray with, come alongside to give words of wisdom, come alongside maybe just to help them to continue to keep going. Are you letting your light shine? Even to our family, a lot of times we're afraid or we're discouraged, but we have to continue to be a light. Because you never know what someone's going through. And you never know that one little, I love you, or that one little, I'm praying for you, or maybe just them seeing you pray, not so you can say, oh, look at me. But I'm not ashamed to praise the God I serve. I'm not ashamed to continue to have faith. I'm just going to keep praying. I'm going to keep believing. We watched a movie last night, and it was Prayer Never Fails. And the gentleman just kept standing on his faith. And his lawyer said, well, why are you still praying? Why are you still believing? And at the end, I won't tell you the story because it's a good, powerful movie. But at the end, he just continued to pray. And the man said, you're praying right now? Yes, I'm praying. I'm thanking God right now. Why wait another minute to tell God thank you? Why wait another minute to continue to encourage that loved one? Why wait another minute to stop and pray for someone? A lot of times we get so caught up and I'm busy, I got stuff to do, but sometimes God wants you just to be obedient, just to do what he wants you to do. So I encourage you to let your light shine, not just like a flashlight that'll go out pretty easy, not like a light bulb that'll last for a little while, but like a LED light that continues to have that extra push to continue to let the light shine like never before. And that's what the Holy Spirit comes to help you to have that extra push to continue to let the light shine through you like never before. Continue to let your light shine. Not just in my home, not just while I'm at work, but everywhere I go. And we need to really listen to that song and how we walk and how we talk and how we love our fellow man because, you know, God is watching. We're not doing this for anyone else. We have to remember we're doing it for our audience of one, and that's God. And how we're helping people. Are you doing it with the right attitude? Are you doing it with a loving heart? We have to continue to let his light shine. Like never before, just let his light shine through us. We have to continue. God reminded me of when I decided that I wanted to be serious about God and I wanted to just really go hard for God because I was committed to have a real relationship. What I say by a real relationship, that meant it's me. It's not me just going to church and, okay, that was great, and throw my Bible in the back of the trunk or anything like that, but it was me having a relationship. Two-way communication, not me just asking, but him speaking to me. And when I began to just really just worship and began to just really fall in love with God, I remember being at church, and one of the ladies, she saw me, she said, you know what, you're glowing. I was like, I only hear that usually when people are pregnant. I was like, I'm not expecting. She's like, no, you're glowing. And it's just like God is just shining his light through you. Continue to have that boldness. Continue to be set apart. Continue to allow him to speak to you. Because at that time, I was so hungry for God. When we were on the youth group bus, you know, going to and from church, I'm reading my Bible. when we're doing different things, I'm trying to find time just to read my word because I want it more and more and more of God. And I wouldn't let anything stop me because I wanted more of God. And just like a fire, it begins to fizzle out. And then if you just blow a little bit, it'll start going. Allow God to blow on you. Allow that spark to be kindled and become a big flame. Allow it to continue to burn within you like never before. Some of us have turned our light down to a flicker. But we have to continue to shine bright for all the world to see that Jesus in us can be the Jesus in them. Allow your light to shine for God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much right now. God, we ask that you continue to let your light to shine through us. We don't want you just to shine on us, Lord God. But now we're to the point where we need you to shine through us. God, for as your light shines through us, you're not just reaching other people, but sometimes when that light shines through us, God, then it helps us to see the way. It helps us to continue to be encouraged, to continue to fight, to continue to have that boldness, Lord God, to continue just to trust in you. God, help us to continue just to lean and depend on you and be vessels that you work through, to know that your Holy Spirit has come alongside of us to help us, to encourage us, to give us guidance along the way. God, help us to continue to let your light shine like never before, that we will not let it fizzle out, but God, we'll let you shine bright and last throughout the generations, Lord God. Help us just to be a light to someone we come in contact this week. God, that we'd have boldness to share your word. We just thank you right now. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.